Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. And folks, as I've been saying now for a long time, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business. Nobody works harder. Nobody fights harder. Nobody is more respected in Washington and in state houses across the country with regard to small business than our good friend Karen Kerrigan, and she's one of my heroes. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, it is great to be here. And ending, you know, sort of ending the year with you, and can't believe we're here. Can't believe in a few weeks it's going to be 2021. So
I know. But in some ways, I don't like to wish my life away. But in some ways, I'll be glad to get this one in the books. But Karen, one of the things that we've been out here on Main Street, as you know, we've been tracking now since the end of March, has been the government's attempt to help out. The Paycheck Protection Program was done. The EIDL loan grants and loans are the grants done. The loans still out there, but there have been three other attempts. In the meantime, there was a second round of paycheck protection availability, and then they changed the rules and made it even better for the borrowers. But then there have been three other attempts to create more money to do more for small businesses that have been held up for no reason but politics, it seems to me. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And, you know, we were really working to push another package through before Congress left in August because, you know, we did see some momentum in the economy. You know, there seemed to be light at the end of the tunnel, but we also knew that there'd probably be, you know, with the coming surge again, right, the additional reinfections, that there would be some more government action, closures, restrictions, shutdowns, et cetera. So felt that, you know, Main Street and local businesses needed another shot or at least a pot of capital to go to. And that's why, you know, we're pushing very hard to have the PPP reformed again and it to be extended beyond the deadline period because there's $108 billion sitting there not being used.
It's not like they got to go get more money. The money was already appropriated.
That's right. They're just, from our perspective, there needed to be, you know, some nips and tucks, a second loan draw, you know, some other changes made that would open it up to even more businesses, you know, a little more flexibility on that 60-40 rule, when you could use the money or how you could use it to make it forgivable. Clarify some things, you know, on forgiveness so that to bring some certainty to the rules so that small businesses aren't scratching their head saying, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? So that didn't happen. It didn't happen before the election. And we're hoping now that before the 116th Congress closes the books, that they can get this done over the next couple of days. And it's promising. You know, there does seem to be a consensus. The Problem Solvers Caucus, you know, last Monday came up with what we thought was a pretty decent package, this $908 billion package. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was directed to small business.
Has this been pared down from $3 trillion down to just under a trillion now? Has the amount of money available to small businesses diminished as well, or has that stayed the same?
No, Jim, and that's sort of the interesting piece of this. That has been always what's been, you know, folks have agreed upon across the aisle, you know, on PPP was the amount, and then making reforms. And if you recall, Jim, even before the election, the Senate voted on the Continuing Paycheck Protection Act, and the five Democrats joined on, but we just didn't have 60 votes.
Wow.
I mean,
so basically, the difference between 900 and something billion and the 3 trillion that Pelosi wanted, the difference is pork barrel. Is that where we're at right now?
It is. How much should go to unemployment insurance? How much should go to state and local businesses? How much should go to hospitals, you know, health care, et cetera? Oh, but you're right. I think, you know, the 3 trillion that was brought down to 2 trillion that now is, you know, 900-something billion that Pelosi says, okay, we can agree to this framework.
Yeah. Will that be done this year? Well, that, you think that deal will be done in the calendar year?
Tim, I'm going to say it has to be done, and I do think both parties recognize that. I think something will get done. The big hang-up now is the liability coverage.
The liability coverage, folks, is making businesses not be liable for people catching coronavirus in their business or claiming that and then suing them. We need that kind of protection. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. More to come with our good friend Karen Kerrigan after the break. She's the president of the Small Business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.